Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line from Locked On SEC, also is the pregame guy for the Houston Astros. But I'll let Charlie get involved with you with them Astros, Chris Gordy. Chris, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely, Mike. Good to talk with you guys.
Chris, man, you never know moments in time in sports, and we see it and how, you know, the SEC came in here, man, kind of flexing their muscles with all the teams in the tournament. And it didn't go as advertised, but boy, for LSU Monday night, you need somebody to say, hey, listen, I got it. And it took an 18-year-old freshman to put out the fire. And man, Cason Evans, I give him full credit. That, to me, is a signature moment in LSU baseball history to watch what he did with a lot of pressure on him. You got nothing going your way. The bats are silent. Your pitcher, Zach Cowan, he was getting shelled and then he couldn't hit the, you know, the backside of a barn, so to speak, in the strike zone. And everything going against him, Cason Evans, man, he was the guy. And there were other heroes in that game, certainly, with Ethan Frye and Hernandez and Jared Jones and Ianson. But you're not breathing at this point if you didn't have Cason Evans.
Yeah, I remember sitting next to Bobby Aber at the box, I guess about 17, 18 years ago, and I remember him commenting to me about the magic of the box. There's always some in the postseason, there's always somebody that steps up and rises to the occasion and comes up in a big spot. And man, that was Cason Evans on Monday night. That was absolutely phenomenal what he did and mowing down those hitters who, I mean, make no mistake, that Little Rock team was red hot. I mean, they could not be slowed down. So yeah, for Cason Evans to do what he did, I think he kind of, you know, answered a question for Jay, if, you know, going into the Super Regional against West Virginia. If this game or this series happens to go three games and go into Monday, I think he would feel pretty good about handing the ball to Cason Evans in a Monday game. But I don't think it's going to go that far. I think with having Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson as your 1-2 punch, I watched a little bit of West Virginia this past weekend. They did swing a hot bat in that Clemson regional against Kentucky, and Clemson had one good arm pitcher. Griffin Kern looked pretty good. He went 7 1/3, gave up just one earned run in their first game. But other than that, I mean, they had 15 hits against Clemson on Saturday, 12 hits against Kentucky on Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, the best way to answer that is throwing a Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson, and I do think LSU should get this thing done in two games.
While LSU is the betting favorite to win the College World Series, people kind of outside the betting world who follow this, they really believe it's Arkansas's year, that this is their opportunity to finally win it all. Would that be your opinion?
This is a really, really strong unit for Dave Van Horn. I mean, they've been pretty strong all year in terms of pitching. I mean, you start with Zach Root, their ace. He's been so good for them. They Gage Wood has been decent. Aiden Jimenez was a guy they went to in their first game over the weekend. But their bats, I mean, they're timely hitting. They find ways to get guys on base, move them over, and find ways to score runs. And it may not be his most talented team that he's ever had, but they play sound baseball, man, all year long. And so, there's a lot of people looking at Dave Van Horn wondering, is he ever going to get over that hump? And obviously they had their chance a couple years ago coming up just short against, I think it was Oregon State when they dropped a routine fly ball. But certainly, I mean, this is a team that can go in there and play some elite defense, strong pitching, and can make some noise. And, you know, I do think that them hosting Tennessee, I think this is absolutely going to be tempers flaring in this one in Fayetteville this weekend. These are just two teams that do not like each other. Tony Vitello, Arkansas fans do not like him. He talks trash and all that kind of stuff. So this thing is going to be spicy in Fayetteville. It's a shame, though, that, you know, the SEC has to play an SEC team in the Super Regional, so one of these teams is going to be eliminated. But yeah, I think this is Arkansas's chance to stick it to the reigning national champs and punch their ticket to Omaha.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, Chris, because if you're looking at the standings as far as the betting favorites to win the whole thing in Omaha, LSU's number one. But I think the reason for that is because Vegas doesn't really know what's going to happen this weekend in Fayetteville, because Arkansas's number two, and then Tennessee in some spots is number three. So whoever wins that Super Regional, I think, might even leapfrog LSU for the betting odds, but I mean, we'll see what happens this weekend. I want to get your thoughts on West Virginia, because as you kind of mentioned, they used offense to get through that Clemson regional this past weekend. But, you know, when you're looking at the numbers, 7.8 runs per game is obviously gaudy, but only 55 home runs this year. When we were talking with Mark Etheridge from SEC D1Baseball.com, he had a really good point that they're a lot like Kentucky in years past, where they don't have a lot of pop in the bat, but they get on base, they earn walks, they have a good batting average. They're just below 300 as a team. They steal a ton of bases, 108 on the year, and they just kind of put pressure on the base paths and, you know, a good offense that's able to play some runs without using the long ball necessarily.
Yeah, and then that's exactly what I saw over the weekend, you know, kind of seeing them for the first time this year, in that Clemson regional. And they gave Kentucky a dose of their own medicine. I mean, that's basically what it was. It wasn't anything flashy. It was doubles off the wall, base hit here, base hit there, bunt a guy over, steal a base. I mean, manufacture runs however you can. And that's what's crazy is, yeah, I mean, most of their guys are batting in the 300s and decent batting averages. But, yeah, I mean, they only have one double-digit home run hitter on this team, and that was Kyle West. I mean, they don't have a lot of pop in the bat, but they just play old school baseball and find ways to get guys on. And yeah, certainly going to be some pressure on whoever LSU has behind home plate this weekend. I assume, you know, it'll be mostly Hernandez, but you know, we'll see if Cade Arrambeaty gets some reps behind home plate. But this is going to be this is going to be one where you're going to have to watch those guys. If they, you know, watch your walks, you know, leadoff walks are going to be killer against the West Virginia team, because they'll get that guy on and they're going to find a way to move him around the bases and get him in. So certainly some pressure there, but you're right. I mean, if LSU comes out and they're swinging a hot bat and the long ball's working, whether it's Jared Jones, Jake Brown, Ethan Frye, all those guys seem to be heating up there in that game on Monday. So certainly LSU can answer with the long ball. But yeah, West Virginia, they want to get down in the dirt and get sloppy with you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris, are you as bullish on this LSU football team as a lot of people are? And doing a couple of national shows over the last 3 or 4 days, man, LSU seems to be a team that, you know, a lot of people outside our region saying, man, listen, we know it's a tough early schedule for them, and they have sort of stumbled out of the blocks in game one. But what they've added via the transfer portal and some really top flight, I'd say 18-year-olds coming in as freshmen, they're so much better along the defensive line, cornerback, and safety. And this is, and I know basically Coach said it himself, Coach Kelly, that this is the most talented team he's had at LSU. Do you think this team has a real legitimate shot to be in that top 12?
I do, and here's the interesting test, Mike. You know, I've been kind of asking people this the last couple of weeks. I've been going around to people and saying, hey, do you know who A&M added through the transfer portal this offseason? Most people go, no. I said, do you know who Texas added through the portal? They say, no. I pay attention because I was at the top of the portal every waking hour while it was open, so I kind of know who added what. But I think your casual fans and a lot of these national sports writers didn't really pay attention to what LSU was adding through the portal. They know they added some guys, but I think now, Mike, you're starting to get a lot of these national people going back and studying rosters and looking at the depth charts post-spring and going, wait a minute, LSU didn't just add guys through the portal. They added legitimate starters. And that's what's different about this offseason compared to last offseason for Brian Kelly. They added some rotational pieces and depth pieces in the portal last year. But this year, you went out and got legitimate starters. Nick Anderson is a legitimate starter. Wasn't healthy all year last year at Oklahoma, but, I mean, he set the freshman record at Oklahoma 2 years ago for touchdowns, you know, as a freshman. I mean, he is a deadly threat down the field. Berrian Brown, track speed coming over from Kentucky. You know, those are two of your starting wide receivers right there. I know Bauer Sharp will probably platoon with Tre'Davious Green at tight end, but, you know, he's a weapon. Patrick Payton, Jack Pyburn coming off the edge. I just think they've done a phenomenal job of addressing those big needs, and I think that's what's happening, Mike, is some of these national people are starting to pay attention and starting to come around and going, oh, well, look at LSU's roster. Yeah, they're bringing back Jacoby and Guillory. Oh, I forgot about him. Yeah, remember that Harold Perkins guy? Oh, yeah, we didn't see him for most of last year. He's back. So I think people are starting to wake up and really start to look at LSU's roster and say, this is absolutely a roster that can make the playoff, can contend for the SEC. And I've even had some people coming around saying they think LSU is going to play for the SEC championship this year, if not picking them to win it. Because when you really start to look around at the holes that Alabama has, Texas, Georgia, I think LSU has got a lot of those questions figured out. Now, the schedule's brutal. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, they got to go win at Clemson in week one. But you win that one, and, man, your whole season is in front of you right there.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I have to get you back on a little bit closer to the time when football season cranks up. Appreciate your time. Always great insights, buddy. Thank you.
Sounds good, Mike. See you at Nichols in a few weeks.
I will. I'll be there. See you. Chris Gordy does a great job covering the SEC, all factors of it, for Locked On SEC.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.